Hi, I'm Amberly Lou, and I'm here with Elsa Hansen, and we're going to be doing the COVID-19 archive project today. So do I have your consent to be interviewed?
Yes.
And can you state the date and time?
It's Monday, December 6th, 2021, and it's 8:03 p.m.
Okay, my first question for you is, what are some things that you find similar between COVID-19 and past pandemics?
I found it super interesting how throughout all the pandemics that we like learned about, human behavior was pretty predictable. The social like unrest was like a really common theme. And then just like politics being brought in and religion being brought into the equation. And I also thought that it was interesting to see the similarities in just medical procedures to what we have today, like the bird masks during the Black Death. Like, I find that interesting that that's like that's their version of like our modern day like personal protective equipment and stuff like that.
Do you think the way you and your family/friends reacted towards COVID-19 is similar to how people reacted in the past?
I would say like yes and no. My family just like, you know, listened to what the CDC said. Like, we just did what we were told. We are religious, but I didn't think that I could like pray COVID away. So I wasn't like doing that, but I got like vaxxed as soon as possible. Like, I would like, so did my whole family. Yeah, it was just about like trying to get the vaccine, which I guess could be similar to like inoculation and smallpox. But yeah.
Do you think the U.S. reacted well to COVID-19 compared to past pandemics?
I think that it could have been a lot worse, but you know, there were also things that could have been better and could have been improved upon. There is like always going to be that like small percent of the population that doesn't like trust or believe in medicine, and like I think Facebook really like exemplified that problem with all like the fake news going around. And then there's also like that political leaders had their own interests in mind rather than like the health of the citizens. But like, that's pretty common in what we've like read about like the history of pandemics. And I think vaccine rollout was pretty good in the United States, but like around the world, it wasn't as equal and like efficient. So yeah. All right, so now I'm interviewing Amberly. Has anything you learned changed your viewpoint on COVID-19?
Something that I learned that really changed my perspective was like how disastrous some pandemics such as like the plague had become, and that in comparison to COVID was not as bad in the US, which like really impacted the thought for me, like while reading the diary entries written by people who had witnessed it. Cause like hearing about like their experiences being like around so many people dying every day and how they accepted death was so normal was like really crazy to hear about.
Yeah. If you could go back in time, what would you personally change about your reaction to COVID-19?
I personally would research more about the past epidemics and pandemics, like in general, to try and comprehend more deeply how serious of an issue it was and to understand the precautions I should take in order to keep like me and my family safe. And I would also research more about what the cause of COVID was. I think that would help me understand what's like happening around me more, because I remember when I first found out about COVID, I didn't even like understand what a pandemic was. And all I knew was like, I shouldn't get sick. So I feel like researching it would have made me feel less anxious and more like cautious and aware of my surroundings.
Do you think the aftermath or effects of COVID-19 will be long-term?
I believe that some effects may be long-term and some may die off. Like, I personally think that the masks will die off because I would wear them like when I'm sick so that I wouldn't want to get other people sick. But I feel like since learning about how past pandemics they had always been wearing masks, but it's not a practice that has been like continued. But I do believe that sanitizing, like for example, carts in grocery stores and having hand sanitizer being put around a lot of like public areas will be long term.
Yeah, awesome. That's the end of our interview.